There you go. That'll work. Thanks, sir. Thanks, brother. Believe and know the truth. We all do that. So, amen. Repent. Let's go home. Not so easy. Not so easy. But to believe and know the truth from our passage that we saw this morning, and we have seen, if I was to ask you, do you believe and know the truth? Hopefully all of you would say yes. And then I would say, okay, tell me about it. Or share it with somebody. Well, I'll tell you an example. Yes, Friday morning in our manager's meeting at work, somebody said, oh, that's one of the deadly sins. And I thought to myself, I said, well, what's the others? Are there seven deadly sins? Yeah. I said, well, what chapter and verse is that? Well, I got no answer, obviously, because there isn't a book, chapter, and verse for that. Apparently, there's a movie that I've never seen, that I don't know about, that talks about the seven deadly sins. And so I had to explain to everybody in the room that that was the kingdom of heaven and sins according to Hollywood, not according to the Word of God, you know. But I use that very simply for people to understand, and they believe what they see on TV and out of Hollywood is the truth. And they think they know the truth. And their concept of Jesus and God's holy word comes together. Now, folks, we do the same thing. I'll give you for example. When I was a kid, I remember always watching the Ten Commandments on TV. Okay? And when somebody, you know, talks about Pharisees or the Pharaoh, I always think of Yul Brynner. I do. Nothing wrong with that, but you know, he played a great one. That's, I think, anyways. Obviously, Charlton Heston. You think of Moses. You know, he did a great job of portraying Moses. There's a lot of new movies out where people portray Jesus, and they do a great job at that. You know? But for us to make sure, as we watch these things that are produced out of Hollywood, some of them aren't produced in Hollywood. There's some faithful people trying to produce some good productions for us to be able to watch, but to believe and know the truth. And for us not to be swayed, because, you know, our passage this morning says, in latter times, which is now, okay? We're in the latter times. That's any time after Jesus went back, okay? People are going to depart from the faith. They're going to give heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, you know, and we think, well, you know, that's just some tarot cards, you know, and that's just going to see, you know, have my, what you call it, read? Palm read, or your, you know, a psychic, going to see a psychic, okay? Folks, I'm going to tell you right now, that's a doctrine of Satan. So if you don't think about that, you know, reading a horoscope. Find out where that comes from. I should do that today because that's what my horoscope says. All that's taken from the stars, and it's a form, folks, of divine direction, not from God. Okay? I'm just letting you know. You know? And as a person of faith, I know it sounds simple and kind of stupid, folks, but sometimes I struggle with opening at the Chinese restaurant. A fortune cookbook. You guys may think that's kind of crazy, but you know what? If you're putting any kind of credence in some words written on the road. Now, you know what? If it says, be nice to everybody and it'll be nice back to you, okay. That's a good, you know. But if it tells you that today's your lucky day and you go out and drop $300 on your lottery ticket, okay? Person of faith shouldn't do that, folks. We shouldn't be led to and fro. You shouldn't depart from your faith in your daily life when it comes to those types of things. And we should know. You know? Kelly and I went to it was years ago. We had some tickets to go to, you know, the Home and Garden show Well, they have a special deal for people that sponsor the Home and Garden Show down at the fairgrounds in Indianapolis. And if you sponsor it, you get to go the night before. And it's kind of a dress-up type of event. It's fancy a little bit. And they had a whole booth set up with tarot card a lady reading people's, you know. The first time I'd ever seen it. Now, I've seen people have a little banner hanging on their front porch and different stuff. But these people were lined up to get their fortune read. And these just weren't derelicts, folks. They're people that are very high up in businesses that were sponsoring the Home and Garden Show at Indianapolis State Fairgrounds. These are smart people, according to the world. Okay? And they're smart people, maybe, but they just didn't know. Folks, I'm making us aware this morning that that type of stuff, a child of God should not be a participant in. If that's news to you, that's fine. I'm glad I shared that with you. But you need to be careful of what we just say, oh, that's just a game. You know, that's just a game. What things did Jesus call just a game? We need to take heed. Speaking lies in hypocrisy. This is scary. Having their conscience seared with a hot iron. You don't know the truth, you know? I'll use some Hollywood terms. You can't handle the truth. You don't want to know what the truth is. You don't know that you're in sin or you're being tempted. But folks, we want to do that. I don't know about you. Jesus, tell me what I'm doing wrong. I want to do better. Tell me I believe and I know the truth and I do not want to fall into sin. I don't want to disgrace the kingdom of heaven. I don't want to remove glory from God. I don't want to have to tell God, please forgive me. I need to repent. Now, that happens in my life. That happens in your lives. But we have to do it a lot less if we believe and know the truth and act on that truth. That's the Holy Spirit working in our lives. That's being guided by the Spirit of God. Forbidden to marry. We know there's still folks today. You can't marry. You can't do this. You can't do that. Now, I'll just give you a little bit of something of an example for us. Okay? What happens if we got a 60-year-old, I'm just going to use the reverse, lady comes in. She's been widowed. And a young guy's come in, he's 30 years old, never been married. They decide to get married. 30-year difference. See, I see the look on some of your people's face already. Like, yeah, something's going on there. If it's scriptural, folks, you can't get married, you're too old. You can't get married, you're too young. You can't get married, you don't know what you're doing. Folks, God's word says if two people want to spend their lives together and they want to do things that married couples ought to be doing, God's word says they need to get married. Now, there's a lot of ramifications. If you can't support yourself, if there's kids involved, if there's a kid on the way involved, there's all kinds of things that have to be done with that. But God's word directs us in those situations in our lives. Don't depart from the truth. When it doesn't fit our lives, the truth will help us when we come upon those things in our lives. And it's tough. Sometimes we've got to sit down and talk to people and tell them what Jesus wants, what the Word of God says. But it's best for them. It's best for us. It's best for us. For every creature of God, and know, believe and know the truth. I'm mentioning this, folks, because we got a culture that tells us you can eat this and you can't eat that. And you should only be eating this. And you should only be eating that. You know what menu God's holy word tells us? It tells us to be respectful for it. Tells us to be thankful for it. Tells us to pray for it. And I have to look up something somebody else said, so I won't mention it for sure.
But folks, it's not what you eat. It's how much you eat. Maybe a half a year or so ago, we talked about having fish for breakfast, right? And that thought, some of you still come up to me and said, I don't even like fish, let alone ain't no way I'm eating no fish for breakfast. You know what? We do the same thing when God says, only abstain from the things I say. The sinful things. Let's not add to or take away. Don't hinder yourself. It's hard enough walking in this life without adding to and taking away from stuff, folks. God wants us to be free in Him. Free in Christ. Grace is a joyful thing. It's not a binding thing. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused. It's received in thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Believe and know the truth. So when somebody tells you something that's not true, okay? There's times in the Bible where we abstain from seafoods and certain things. Read Deuteronomy. You want to really understand, I thought about that this morning. Deuteronomy and Leviticus, you really want to understand God and how He loves us and what He expects us to do and interact with each other. We read all that. It's in detail, folks. Very good detail. Now, we are obviously under the law of grace, not under the law of Moses, so we don't have to abide by some of those restrictions. We learn that through the New Testament. And there's times, well, Daniel, didn't Daniel just eat vegetables? Remember? Okay, there's times in the Bible where people abstain from certain things for certain reasons. There's also times when people fasted. But to say you got to do this and you're sinning if you don't do this, let's be cautious. Let's be, know the truth. Let's believe and know the truth. That's what I wanted to say. Let's be good stewards of God's word. And in continuing in 1 Timothy 4, it is written, if you instruct the brethren in these things, the things we've just talked about, right? What were those things again? Those things. Okay? If you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and of the good doctrine which you have carefully followed. That's good news. That's a neat thing. But reject profane and old wives' fables. Now, I'm not going to look at anybody because I don't want you to think I'm thinking about you. I'm going to look up. Okay? I'm just saying. And exercise yourself towards godliness. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things. Having promise of the life that is now is and that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. For to this end we both labor and suffer reproach. Because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially to those who believe. These things command and teach. Obviously, I've got some things highlighted. There's multiple things. And just, you know, folks, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Six verses. Six verses that contain so much insight and wisdom for us in our lives. Obviously, the letter is written to Timothy by Paul, Apostle Paul. If you instruct brethren in these things. Now, I'll use this example again. This is just for Timothy. We don't have to instruct each other in these things. Now, I think that's false, folks, to have that perspective. To apply it to our lives. Now, let me ask you this question. Do you want to be a good minister of this Jesus? Or a bad minister? Do you want to be successful or do you want to not be successful? Here's just some simple passages out of God's word in 1 Timothy that can help us, all of us. And the other thing that helps us solidify our faith in him is to recognize that this applies to everybody. The truth of God, it doesn't just pick, you know, this just applies to DC. It just applies to an old clockmaker. Clock fixer? Clock. A what? Oh, the old part. I'm just saying the truth now. Come on. I can say I'm an old carpenter. Okay? No. That's the neat thing about the truth and believing and knowing the truth. It applies to everybody. Young or old, rich or poor. All of us. Reject profane things and exercise yourself toward godliness. Some of the things we just talked about previously, folks, that people struggle with in this world and in our life. You notice it doesn't say bodily exercise profits nothing. Okay? It's the truth. Guess what? I've been looking at all kinds of diets. I need to lose some weight. I've got a goal, okay? To try and be a little healthier, live a little longer, be nice to my wife, you know. I'm having a hard time fitting in my race suit now. I'm not giving up yet driving. But most experts say 80 to 90% of weight loss is diet. And it's not what you eat, it's how much you eat. So that 20 or 10% of exercise, that's just what God's word says. It profits you a little. 10%, is that a little? Is 20% a little? Well, sometimes when we start giving back to God, we consider it a little, maybe less than that. It starts with our mind, being in control of ourselves, representing the kingdom of heaven with belief and truth in our choices, making good choices. Never even heard that before until I had grandkids, and my daughter tells them to make good choices. Let me ask that question, folks. How many of us have made perfectly good choices in the last week? We didn't make any mistakes at all. Tom, don't look at your wife. That's the judge. She said, don't ask me that. Folks, we obviously things come through our minds. That's why we need Jesus. It's not why we need to be here to be reminded of Jesus. But I say that because it's profitable for us to gather together and proclaim our faith and to look at God's holy word. It is good for us. It's far better for us as if we were all up here on treadmills and I was saying, one more mile, one more step, one more minute, just like a coach. I can do that. One more verse. One more ounce of forgiveness. One more bit of love. One more no to Satan and yes to Jesus. Reject exercise towards bodily godliness. It's profitable. And yes, there is some suffering that's got to go on. I'll use my diet that I'm on. I have to say no to some to overeating. I have to say no to sweets. If I was going to say, you know, the big thing in the world is, right now, heroin is killer. And they want to spend billions and billions of dollars on helping people, okay, break that habit. Or keep them from going back to that habit. I'm going to tell you this morning, sugar's a killer. But I'm just a spud-eating swamp rookie. Okay, that's okay. You can take it for what it is. But you'd be surprised how much sugar we eat in all the stuff that we gobble, gobble, gobble. Self-control, just decide not to do something. I'm going to follow Jesus instead of this. Do I really need that? Because we trust in a living God. Now suffering, I'm just using that as I have to suffer because I got to say no to sugar. Now that may seem simple, may seem ridiculous, but folks, it's the little things in life that we do that give us self-control over sin and big things we do. If you got no control at all, you need to give yourself over to Jesus and His control. And it's something just as simple as saying no to a whole bag of candy or a whole bag of potato chips or five pots of coffee instead of a couple cups. I go on and on and on, folks. Give our lives to Jesus. Place ourselves under His control. Because we trust in a living God who is the Savior of all men. Our last part of the passage in our lesson this morning. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in the world in conduct and love and spirit and faith and purity. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy, with the laying on of hands of the eldership. Obviously, that doesn't apply to us. But meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine, continuing in them. For in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. I love that. That's good news, folks. That's good news. When we study God's Word this morning, the reasoning, our Bible class on Sunday morning, thanks, Brother Brad, again. This passage is fulfilled this morning as we study God's holy word in the Old Testament. Be an example. Give attention to reading, exhortation, doctrine. Don't neglect the gift that's in you. Same thing about making good choices. Don't neglect the gift that is in you. Take time to spend time talking to God. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them. That's a struggle. For me, I got Don's day all planned out. Got up this morning, prepped the chickens, put them in the smoker. We're having smoked chicken for lunch today. Yum, yum. I hope. Don't know until you open them up and cut them, see if it's going to turn out. Now, my critique, if it tastes good and it's edible, then I've had success. Now, Miss Hannah, she goes down through the whole list like they do on the Food Channel. You could have done this and you could have done that. I love her anyways. Obviously, we're going to be eating and then we got to turn back around. And I'm thinking about maybe smoking something to bring tonight, depending on what's at the store. But I'm just, you know, we're going to gather together again tonight. But more importantly, to stop and say, I love you. Jesus, what you have planned for me today, above and beyond those things. Even though I'm excited about those things and I enjoy doing those things. All the giblets and the chicken I cooked up, mixed with bread and fed to the dogs. Because that's where it belongs, as far as I'm concerned. Now, I could have ate it all according to God's word. And that's the liver and the hearts and the necks and the gizzards. When I was a kid, we used to fight over that stuff. Isn't that funny? Who gets that? My brother said that to me when I was up at his house. Who gets that? I said, your dog, buddy. Your dog get that. I don't like that anymore. Used to love it. Folks, continuing in them, for in doing so, this you will save both yourself. The most important thing of all, to save yourself by walking by faith, staying in God's grace, and helping those other make it to heaven along the way. Making it to heaven, folks. Believe and know the truth. Be a good minister of Jesus Christ. Reject those things that we talked about that God's Word says. Exercise those things that are profitable in your life, in our lives. Trust in the living God when you're making choices. Command and teach those things to those people around you. Seven deadly sins? Not in the Bible. There's sins in the Bible, and there's seven things I think that God hates in the Old Testament. I tried to look that up, and I couldn't find it, but I'm going to look it up. Be an example. Give attention. Meditate on these things. Take heed. Continuing in them, for in doing so, doing this, you will both save yourself and those who hear you, folks. Believe and know the truth. If you have not given yourself to Jesus, been baptized in Him, had your sins washed away, we offer that always this morning. If you need to make yourself right with God, pertaining to any of the things we've seen in His Word this morning, there's no better time to do that where you're at this morning as we stand to sing the selected hymn.